Okay, welcome to the Third Option Podcast. Christian America is driven by two powerful forces. We bring you the Third Option. Now, we want to thank you guys for listening. A few things here. So first of all, give us 5 stars on iTunes if you're listening there. Make sure you put a comment and let us know how we're doing.
Friend us also on MySpace.
That's right. Also, look us up on Ask Jeeves.
Or maybe MSN Messenger.
Oh, yeah. Make sure you're using that AOL disk you have to connect to dial-up internet.
And also wherever 8-tracks are sold.
That's right. We are the Third Option. So this week, we bring you a new and exciting topic. Here we go.
Taking the Lord's name in vain.
Jeez, that was a little scary. But yes, we are going to talk about taking the Lord's name in vain. And really, you might be a little surprised about where we go with this topic, because it's not exactly how we've interpreted it normally in the church.
Okay, so we're going over one of the famous Ten Commandments, you know. So we're going to go to Exodus chapter 20, verse 7. And everyone probably knows what I'm about to read, but yeah. I'll read it nonetheless. You shall not take the name of the Lord your God in vain, for the Lord will not hold him guiltless who takes his name in vain. And a lot of times this verse is used as concerning like saying, as we were talking about with saying God, whatever, and kind of connecting the word God with like a curse word. So when you did that, you know, that was breaking this one, right? Mm-hmm. That's usually how it's used. And I think that while that is, you know, sort of part of this verse in a way, the verse doesn't really have to do with that. That's definitely not the focus of this verse. And it's due to what we think of when we say, like, you just took the Lord's name in vain. When we're saying that, we generally think of speech. But in the Hebrew, that's not really what you're getting from this. And so the word for take here in the Hebrew is, nasa is the root, but it's going to appear in the imperfect, tense as tisa. And so this has to do with lifting up or, carrying. That's what the word has to mean. It has to do with bearing the name. Okay, this is definitely like a physical word. It doesn't have to do, you know, with speech necessarily here. It's the idea that you're bearing the name of Yahweh, and you aren't to do this in vain, okay, for nothing, right? You are God's people, and you are to be his representatives. That's sort of the idea, you know, being demonstrated here. As well as in many other verses. So I think that part really gets lost when we just connect this with the idea of it just being something you say. This has to do a lot more than that.
Yeah, I don't think I was really aware of what you're saying.
Okay.
Like, I've always just took it as, you don't say it. It's a curse word. You know, like, you know, God dang it. Saying that is the curse word, of course. Or just even screaming in anger, God, cursing that. Now, that's not a good thing to do.
Yeah, yeah.
You're negatively saying the Lord's name, which you probably shouldn't say.
It's the creator of all things. Derogatory, you know.
Sure, yeah. And that was pretty common in my language. I wasn't that bad. I had friends who really curse like sailors, and that came up a lot. And but that's really a serious thing to Christians. Like, one of the most serious things is to say that. And like, it's probably like if your mother was going to tell you not to do something, it was one of the more critical things she would say.
I definitely remember it around like coworkers and stuff when they find out you're a Christian,
mm-hmm.
they'll be like, oh, wait, oh, sorry, did I just... You know, like, they'll apologize
yes,
for saying...
Yes, you just cursed my God.
Yeah, for saying, like, it's, sorry. You know, yeah. So I remember.
Yeah, like, I remember coworkers when I was working, they were like, someone would be like, Jesus Christ! And then there was this funny guy who was a Christian. He's like, where is Jesus? Like, just and it was like, I kind of shook my head at it, but I kind of like almost wanted to give him a fist pound. Like, all right, yeah, I like that. Yeah, where is Jesus?
Yeah.
But even the church, though, I mean, I don't know why this isn't preached correctly. Like, why has pastors allowed this to be the what this verse means? Well, because most Christians would probably believe it is just a verbal cue. Something you shouldn't say verbally.
Yeah, I mean, that's sort of part of what it's saying, sure. I mean, that the idea that you are to carry God's name well, you know. Mm-hmm. So we use the same type of metaphor today. I come in the name of this, or, you know, there's that song, In the Name of Love, or, mm-hmm. you know, whatever it is. We know what that means, too. We know it doesn't have to do with speech,
yes,
right? Or it doesn't have to do with saying the name of whatever it is, or I come in the name of the King. Mm-hmm. You know, we know what that means. We use the same language today. And so when you are representing whoever's name you're coming into, it does matter what you say and mm-hmm. how you act, but everything matters, right?
Yes.
It's talking about the whole character of who you are.
Sure.
Okay. It's supposed to be representing whoever you come from. And often the idea of a follower of God is that you are his servant, right? You're his slave,
mm-hmm.
And that you represent your master. And so that's what this command is about. It's about, are you carrying the name?
Mm-hmm.
And it's kind of interesting that they translate as take. Just anyways, but because there's another Hebrew word you could use, but
for the word, okay,
yeah. But anyways, nonetheless, you can say take up. You know, it's the same thing. But I think just how we just view that verse kind of limits the scope of what it's saying. And to me, that's sort of the problem. Mm-hmm. You know, and how it's often taught. And it's a good thing to kind of think about as a Christian, you know, how am I carrying God's name, right?
Mm-hmm.
How am I representing God in what I'm doing? And that when people come and encounter me, you know, am I representing Christ, right? Am I representing what his kingdom is about? Because we're to be his representatives here on the earth, and it's a big deal, right? That's a lot of weight, really, mm-hmm. in that command that you're going to be carrying the name of God as you go throughout your day.
It kind of flips the responsibility, because right now, normally a Christian would look at this as the responsibility of being the moral arbiter of this statement, as saying, my friends shouldn't be saying that curse word. Yeah. However, this is flipping it and saying, nope, I'm responsible to bear the mm-hmm. name of God in front of my friend.
Yep.
It doesn't. And really, they. Mm-hmm. Why does it matter if they curse? If they don't know Jesus, mm-hmm. if they're not Christians, who cares? I mean, really,
mm-hmm.
what you need them to do is to build that foundation with Christ.
Yeah.
Before you even worry about their little mm-hmm. moral problem of saying a curse word in the first place. But just to flip that responsibility on me
mm-hmm.
to know I'm now the, I'm the bearer.
Yeah, the name bearer.
I'm the name bearer mm-hmm. of God in front of these witnesses, mm-hmm. of these people who don't know him. That's a pretty big responsibility.
Yeah. Yep. Yeah, we come in the name of Christ, you know, as we encounter others. Yeah, it is a big responsibility.
Yeah, this is definitely a shift in my view of that verse.
Yeah.
Because before this, I would have never kind of thought of it that way.
Mm-hmm.
But it, you know, it kind of goes with Christ too. It's like when we talk about having faith in Christ, which really means an action. You know, it means, or belief in Christ means more than just believing.
Mm-hmm.
There means like an actual obedience, a surrender. There's way more than just believing or having faith in.
Mm-hmm.
Kind of goes in the same boat as you're bearing the name of.
Yeah, and to not do it in vain. Right? He's like, I won't hold you guiltless if you do that, if you fail. You know, if this is going to be in vain. And so, you know, thinking about the serious nature of that, I think is something we need to dwell on as Christians. You know, you've been called to a very serious, important task as Christians and name bearers of God, because we want to represent Him rightly. Want to represent Him well. And so kind of being really focused into what it is to be a Christian, I think, is important. You know, some of those practices and stuff like that, to make sure that we're doing what our Master has commanded us. And so kind of going, kind of piggybacking off this a little bit, this idea of what it means to bear the name of God. Should we be okay with how the world uses God's name, okay? And God's commanding, you know, us to be bearing that name and not to do it in vain. But what happens when the world starts using the name and using what is taught in the scriptures? Are they bearing it in the same way, right?
Right.
Are they actually being a right representative of Christ, of God? And this might be something we don't really think about. We might be saying like, where are the secular people, you know, using, using anything to do with God. But there is a lot of places really. And I think, you know, it's one of those things that we shouldn't just jump on board because some secular group is using a verse from God. We shouldn't always just think of that as an automatic win. And I'm thinking back to where Jesus is talking about, like, don't throw your pearls, you know, before swine, or give what is holy to dogs, lest they trample them under their feet and turn and tear you to pieces. And I think we need to have a greater understanding of the value of God's word. Right? And of what it means to be sort of, you know, the watchers of Christianity and kind of the keepers of this, right? Mm-hmm. We're the light of the world. We're the city on a hill. We're the salt of the earth. And I think we need to take that responsibility, you know, very seriously and not just be okay with however the, wherever God's like, we're just going to throw a verse over here, or, you know, put this over there and not care who's behind that, right? Because it matters who bears the name of God. And so one of the examples I'm going to give, if people are wondering, like, what is he talking about? I still don't know where...
That is crazy.
Yeah, I still don't know where a secular group or something's using it.
Yeah.
Well, here's my first example. So my first example is the CIA original headquarters building. Okay, and in this building is etched into the wall in big letters, and it's a passage from John chapter 8, verse 32, and ye shall know the truth, and the truth shall make you free. Okay, so...
Nathan, the CIA is very truthful and honest. Come on, they've never lied about anything before or hidden anything.
So...
The only thing they're hiding is... Aliens.
Is aliens in Roswell.
That's right.
Ancient Aliens, ancient History aliens, Channel, yes. Full of facts. So, anyways, tangent.
Sorry.
So I was seeing this one day, okay? I was watching this, and I see this on the headquarters wall. And in my mind, I'm just like losing it. Okay. my mind is exploding as to seeing this. I mean, it really matters, like, where, like, God's word can't just be used as if it was just, you know, cheap product, you know, just sprayed all over wherever we want. Like, there's got to be some value to our belief, right? It can't just be this cheap thing sold all over the place. You be like, yeah, you want a verse? We'll give you one. You know, I don't know what you believe or anything, but yeah, you can throw that right up on your wall. The CIA is using it. Okay. Everybody knows, like, you know, about the CIA. It's not, and especially this verse, right? About the truth, and this is about Christ and following Christ, you know, and it has nothing to do with what the CIA represents. I mean, how, talk about like cherry picked out of context.
Sure.
You just found truth somewhere in the Bible and stuck it up on your wall. And it's like, how did that happen? Like, why our belief gets to be plastered up on the CIA? I mean, they couldn't have picked from somebody else. Like, why us? You know, why do we get to be the ones who get picked?
Maybe they had good intentions.
I doubt it. No.
No, the CIA.
The president who started it afterwards was very much against ever creating the CIA. Real quick.
Okay.
Yep. Yep, after his term in office, he was very upset that he ever created the CIA and thought it had gone way off course. And he was right. Yeah. But anyways, so yeah, does the CIA represent God, right? Because they're bearing his word right up there on their wall, right?
Mm-hmm.
Something that Jesus was saying, and is that a good name bearer? You know, is the CIA carrying the Lord's name in vain? That would be a question that we're asking. Why is it okay for an organization based on lies, deceit, murder, backstabbing, torture, persecution, overthrowing governments, to get to use Jesus's teaching on truth? Are these not the words of the Holy One, right?
Mm-hmm.
How much value do we put to our belief, right? Is it just some cheap product that anybody can use and it doesn't matter? It's like, well, at least it's up there. Maybe somebody will get something out of that, right?
I mean, if you want to get Christians upset, remove it. I mean, really,
yeah.
That would upset people more than what you're saying right now. This idea of like, it doesn't represent Christ well at all. If that's what represents Christ as the CIA, we're in a lot of trouble.
Yeah.
But if for some reason, if somebody said, if a secular atheist group came in and said, we need to remove that from the CIA, that's a government building.
Mm-hmm.
That should not be there.
Yeah.
You would have Christians on Twitter, you would have them on news channels, all in an uproar for removal of scripture from a government building.
Yeah.
Even though it's a terrible representation of Christ.
Yeah, I mean, that's who you want to be bearing. I mean, it's like a dictator putting it up on their palace or something. As you walk in, they have like some scripture written on there.
Mm-hmm.
Like, is that who I want?
Well, we do this with movies. Christ? Like, if there's like a hint of Christianity, like, oh, look, it's a Christian movie. Everybody watched the Book of Eli because it has the Bible in it. It's like, wait a second. Very little Christian in that movie.
Well, it just feels like we're so quick to sell ourselves out, right? Yeah. To sell our belief out to anybody.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
And it doesn't, it seems like there's no thought as to like, wait a second, it matters who's representing Christianity, right?
Mm-hmm.
Like, you can't just be anybody and be like, well, it's good to get the verse out there. Yeah. One, who's going to get anything from just a cherry-picked verse?
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? How are they going to really know about the gospel or anything through that? But what they are going to think is, oh, there's a Bible verse. They must have something, you know, this something. Must mean something.
There's got
to
be
them.
Something Christian.
Yeah, there's got to be something connected with it, which isn't a good thing.
Mm-hmm.
You know, Christianity has enough people making a bad name for Christianity. Okay, we've got enough of that problem that we don't need some large institutions who have no intention of following God's word to help ruin and spread wrongful assumptions as to what we believe, right? Because then it's just another thing that you have to deal with of like, oh yeah, well, CIA was based on Christianity.
That's right.
And they just use it as more fodder, you know, to throw up against us. And it's like, we got enough to deal with. Why is it we get to deal with that too? And you know, when a large worldly institution decides to use our beliefs, I think that we need to be more thoughtful of, you know, are we going to have a problem with them using it, right? We need to be more thoughtful about, okay, who is about to bear the name of Christ, right? Who are we about to let use our belief? Because it matters, in my mind. My mind, it matters who's about to use our belief, especially in the public square. You know, you're thinking how many people are kind of walking through here and visiting this place, and it's like, is that what I want, you know, to be seen? Right. Are they a representative, right? Is that a good group of people to have bear the name? And remember, the name is what whoever it is stands for, right? That's what bearing the name means, right? I bear the name of King such and such. That stands for that kingdom, what it is, what it's about, and the king who's behind it. And is the CIA a good name bearer? You know? And that's just what I struggle with.
Yeah.
You know, I think it matters equally, if not more, of who is behind the using of whatever they're going to be using, especially if it's in the public square. You know, the word of God and our beliefs is not to just be taken lightly. You know, it's not to be cheap, you know. I think it matters a lot, you know.
Yeah, there's,
it's precious.
There's been a lot of evil people who use the word of God for their own gain. And that's why, you know, you brought the example earlier about like the atheist kind of using this against us. It's the same thing with Hitler. Like, he used the word of God for his own gain and to gain support for his movement. That doesn't make him a Christian, though.
Yeah.
Now, they'll try to say that. Oh, he was part of the church, was part of his movement. It's like, shut up. No, they won't. No. There was nothing Christian about what he did. Yeah, I mean, that can easily, it is a bad representation of Christianity.
Yeah.
And to me, it still just doesn't make sense. Whoever thought, hey, maybe we should put this verse about the truth, what Jesus said, up on our wall. It's like, who thought that? Like, who decided to put this up on their wall?
I don't know.
Engrave it. I mean, spending probably 10 grand to put this really nice looking inscription on the wall. It's just, to me, that's just always weird. It's like, this doesn't even make sense why an institution like this would even think that way, because it doesn't represent them at all.
No.
Like, if any, it would be like us picking something really secular, atheist, quotes, and put it on the church. It'd make no sense why we'd put a quote about there being no God on a church. Now, I know universal churches do that kind of stuff.
Oh, they do?
Oh, yeah, it's really weird. Okay. Like, the stuff they'll like talk about, like they'll literally talk about there being no God in the Universalist Church while having church services because they like the community aspect of church.
Okay.
So,
huh.
Yeah, there's some weird stuff out there.
Yeah. Huh. Yeah, I mean, and just thinking of all the verses that talk about the preciousness of the word, right? Of God's word. It's a treasure. You know, it's something that you would go out and, you know, go searching for to find. And I just feel like that part's missing a lot in Christianity of the value of our belief, yeah. you know. It's not to be cheap. So example number two that I'm going to bring up, Mike's got a physical example
That's
of
right.
it.
My life savings in front of me.
And it is the In God We Trust on money. And yeah, Mike's got the real deal right there.
I have an entire $1 bill in front of me just to...
$1.
Even though you can't see it.
$1.
It says it right on there.
And I think God. It's got the Illuminati on the back.
That's right, the Illuminati.
That?
It's the great eye of Satan yeah. or something.
There's a bunch of YouTube videos if you ever want to.
Yeah, you could spend hours yep. learning about Illuminati
right. yep.
and the lizard people.
And the lizard people.
And how we didn't go to the moon yep. and the 9/11 conspiracies.
That's right.
I've actually watched a lot of them because okay. they're very fun to watch.
Yeah.
I believe nothing, yeah. but. But somebody told me once. Some of these conspiracies have to be true, right?
That's right.
That's right.
At least one of them's got to be
That's
right.
That's right. They're all true.
No. So, yeah. In God we trust on money.
Ooh.
Okay. Yeah. So we all know, you know, what God they're talking about, okay? It's not like it's just like a general
yeah.
God. Well, it could be any God that's on there. We all know that it's... It's our God, you know, that's why it's on there. It didn't yeah. come from a non-Christian
sure.
belief. And it's only been on paper currency since 1957.
Okay. Was so it on the coins before that?
Yeah, on some of the coins, yep.
Now, mm-hmm. didn't they remove this from the coins recently?
Oh,
I don't have any coins in front of
sure.
me. I remember it was a big debate for a while.
Okay.
The removal of In God We Trust. They okay. kept it on the money. At the same time, I haven't seen like a new dollar bill in a while because
yeah.
I never have money.
That's right.
Like as most as I ever
Who
have
has
is, like,
physical right? money. That's weird.
We have these cards
yeah.
that one day will stop yeah. working because mm-hmm. of we will have to have a barcode on our
yeah,
hand or something.
That's
you
right.
know, the mark of the beast.
Yep. So yeah, since anyway. Only since 1957. Is that
okay.
it? And it was a response to communism, who was
yeah.
atheist, and so it was like, well, we're going to be the opposite of them. Let's put, you know...
In God
yeah.
we trust!
Yep.
Yeah.
And so there is a big movement to do a lot of things like that,
yeah.
to put God in more things to show that we weren't going to become communists.
Yeah.
So, not a real good motivator
no.
of why to do it in the first place, but ever since then, it's just kind of been there and hadn't been able to be... taken out. So the question is, does the Treasury or the government of the United States really trust in God? So, right, you're carrying this piece of paper around and it's from this government, right, who prints these off.
Yeah.
And it says, In God We Trust, right, on the paper.
Mm-hmm.
Now the question is, okay, are they name bearers? Right? Do they really trust in God and view His word and all it means to bear His name as precious and it is where they put their
mm-hmm.
life? And I think the answer is no way.
No.
Yeah.
It doesn't even make sense. Why do we put these sayings on our currency?
Yeah.
Like, why is my currency telling me this? Like, why is my dollar bill telling me In God We Trust? What does that even mean? Like.
Yeah.
For that to say that, I mean, are mm-hmm. we trying to say, I mean, I know a lot of people say, well, we're a Christian nation. That's why we'd put it on our dollar bills. But still, why would you put it on your dollar bills? Like,
yeah.
it doesn't make sense. Even if you try to proclaim that as a
mm-hmm.
Christian nation, you know,
yeah.
that we follow God. So in
yeah,
God
is
we
it
trust.
Saying we trust God with our money? Because that's not
that.
True.
Nope.
I mean, there's no way that's true.
Right.
Is
the government responsible with money? No.
Nope.
$20 trillion.
Yeah. What's
into
the
debt.
What's the debt? Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. This is completely in vain, right?
Yeah.
This is easily provable that it's completely in vain.
Right, yeah.
I mean, anybody watching the United States government and stuff, I wouldn't say that's representing God well these days.
No.
I mean, you might say like in the past. You know, oh,
yeah.
they did or something. But if we're talking about as of late, you know, for a while, I mean, not just now, but for a while,
right.
no. You know, I would say not at all that people are focused on trusting in God or any of that as a whole. I mean, there might be some individuals, but we're talking about the claim isn't. I mean, read the piece of paper. It says the United States of America, right? It's saying that this is a general truth, right? That they trust in God. It's not saying one individual in Capitol Hill trusts in God.
Yeah.
It's saying that this is what this group represents, and I think that it's not true at all.
Yeah.
But
then go ahead and try to say we're going to remove it and watch Christians go crazy. I mean, let's be honest. It's like this is some reason, this is the triggering thing for Christians is to remove these kind of words from currency.
Yeah.
You know, it's like currency that's our governmental currency that we use to purchase things.
Yeah.
It's so important to make sure we have these words on it. And it's like, I mean, we'll get into it, but I mean, we're the bearers, not our currency, not my money.
Yeah.
Me flashing, so I mean, that'd be like me walking around flashing this and just showing people in God I trust. In my money, people would think I'm nuts.
Yeah.
You know, it's like, it makes no sense.
Yeah.
Just, it's another one of those, like, just like the first example, it's like, why?
Yeah, I just don't like, I mean, I just don't like that our religion is just used as cheapness.
Yeah.
Right? Yeah. It's on the $1 bill that just falls on the sidewalk or something and gets gum attached to it. You know, like, it's just, I just feel like our beliefs are just used wherever, willy-nilly, and it doesn't matter what's behind it. And it's like, no. You know, our belief does have extreme value to it. You know, what it means to represent God is an extremely precious thing that's not to be cheap, you know. And so when people come from overseas or people who are immigrating over or people are just non-Christian in general, when they see this, what do they think of this? You know?
Yeah.
They're reading In God We Trust, the CIA bill. Not that everybody tours the CIA.
Right.
But there's these things kind of all over, right? On different buildings and stuff that say this stuff.
Yeah.
And it's like, what are they thinking? Like, oh, this is a Christian place.
That's right. These are very Christian people. Yeah. Their money says so.
Okay, let's see what they're like. You know, do we really want, you know, this country as a representative of what a follower of Christ is? You know, even you can say like, oh, at one time there was a lot of Christians and stuff like that. But are we really, at this time in history, would we say that this country is a good representation of what it is to be a Christian, right? To be a name bearer of Christ? And I would say no. Right? You can't look at the whole of America and say, well, what they think and what's going on, that's a good representation of Christians. It's not.
No.
You know? You know, and think of how is this hurting our evangelism or our outreach to the nations, okay? Right? When they're seeing this stuff and they view, oh, the United States, they're this Christian people, how does that affect then when we go and try to reach out? Right? How are they viewing us? Do we want people confusing American for Christian? You know, these are some of the questions I think we need to think about. And just using our belief all over the place by people who, you know, don't really share our beliefs. You know, it's to me, it's like every time they're printing a dollar, they're lying, right?
Yeah.
They just keep saying, we trust in God, we trust in God, we trust in God. And we know that's not true. They do, especially just with the finances. There is no way they're trusting in God in the finances. Not at all. You know, they don't know the first thing about trusting in God, and they certainly don't do it with their money. Do I want this money that says we trust in God being used wherever? I mean, think of everywhere that this money's going to be used.
Yeah.
Okay?
Mm-hmm.
Not everybody who's using this money is a Christian or wanting to bear the name of Christ or cares anything about it. This money is going to be used at strip clubs. It's going to be used at casinos. It's going to be used at brothels, porn shops, by drug addicts.
These people are just trying to make a living. Come on.
It's going to be used for abortion, for human trafficking. It's going to be used for murder.
Yeah.
All kinds of corruption and evil that's ruining people's lives. Mm-hmm. This money's going to be used. Think of the irony of that. Using money that says "In God we trust" to do great evil. Like, that's just terrible.
Mm-hmm.
Terrible. I mean, it's just crazy.
Mm-hmm.
It's crazy. Yeah. You know, and again, are they just words to us or do they matter?
Mm.
Right? Is this really a treasure, something precious, or is it just cheap? Right? Doesn't matter. And I think that's something to definitely be thinking about as Christians. The next example.
Wait.
Oh, sorry.
I know where you're going with this one. What? I mean, I think everybody knows where you're going with this one. There's only one thing left to destroy with this whole argument.
Oh, there's many more.
This is the big one, folks. But this is the one that Christians are on the world are going to scream and yell because we said it.
So this is just the last example. But there are really many more of these things to talk about. But this is just the last kind of big example. The Ten Commandments, kind of in the lawn of the courthouse.
You did the Ten Commandments. There it goes.
So kind of bringing
it
back.
Rip those rocks off that land.
So kind of bringing it back.
And worse than the atheist.
To the Ten Commandment we went over at the beginning.
Yeah.
Right?
Okay.
Let's do this. So, you know, the courts follow the law code of the United States, okay? Mm. Which doesn't mean they always follow the law code of God, okay? Mm. Because the laws of the United States aren't always godly laws.
What?
So, again, does it matter who's using, you know, our beliefs, right? The very document that has "you are to bear the Lord's name," right?
Mm-hmm.
And not to do this in vain. And then it goes over all these different commands. That's literally right there, sitting right there, next to an organization that does not follow God's law.
Mm.
Okay? An easy example of this is that they're against murder unless you kill unborn babies, in which it is okay.
Yeah,
okay. So you then have to decide, you know, as a Christian, do we believe that that's still murder? And how can they have a document that says thou shalt not murder while the law that they enforce also allows people to commit murder? And that's just one, okay? There are many, many other things, especially if you see this around, you know, the legislative branches of government throughout the different states and stuff like that, at the U.S., at the different capitals and stuff like that around the country, and they have this there, and you know the laws that they're passing or that they uphold, they're literally the ones that are in charge of those type of things. Are they really following God's law? No, they're not. Okay, it's an easy one. I mean, let's just go through the Ten Commandments here. See if the United States is really following these. Number one, you shall have no other gods before me. Do they enforce this?
No.
Number two, you shall make no idols. Do they enforce this?
No, don't think so.
Number three, you shall not take the name of the Lord your God in vain. Do they enforce this?
Wait. No.
Number four, keep the Sabbath day holy. Do they enforce this?
No.
Honor your father and your mother. Do they enforce this?
No, don't think so.
Number six, you shall not murder.
Well, Well, it depends. We just
Yeah, it depends. Yep.
The ultimate example there, yep.
Yep, unless you,
you
aren't born yet.
That's
then,
right.
Then you're okay to be
You can murder them.
Yeah, you can be murdered. Number seven, you shall not commit adultery. Do they enforce this?
Sometimes. Really depends, but no, not really.
Yeah, I mean, you're allowed to cheat.
Right.
You know, it's that's, against the law.
Yeah.
You shall not steal. Yes, right?
Yep.
That is one. You can't be... stealing or causing theft. You shall not bear false witness against your neighbor. To a degree that is enforced, you know, you can't commit perjury and stuff like that.
Yeah.
You know, you can't lie on in the court. But number 10, you shall not covet. Do they enforce this?
No, they encourage it. In America, we encourage wanting everything and everybody else's stuff.
Yeah. So just in those 10... You know, they don't do any of those, nor do they intend to, you know, care concerning those.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So it's like, why is that even there? Like, they have no intention to do any of these. And we could go on. There's even more commands. And just think of everything that Christ, you know, commands. Do they have any intention of upholding those values or anything like that? No, they don't. Okay, it's an easy answer. They don't. They don't have any intention. You know, also another piece to this that I'm not sure if many people know about, but, verdicts have been thrown out by the court, if they find out that jurors use the Bible in making their decisions, okay?
Yeah.
So, I don't know if many people know that, but you can't use, like outside materials, okay?
Yeah.
You're only allowed to think about their law, right? And the evidence being presented. Also, if you start like using the Bible to sway people, okay, that you can't do that either. It'll get thrown.
Wait, but don't, when you walk into a court and you're testifying, don't you have to put your hand on a Bible?
The irony continues.
And tell the truth?
Yep.
The whole truth and nothing but the truth. Yep. And it, don't they say, and help me God? But you really can't ask God what he thinks about this.
Yeah, pretty crazy, huh?
Oh, wow. Yeah.
So so it's like, I mean, do we not have a problem with this? It's just...
I didn't have a problem with it, Nathan, until we did this podcast, and now I have a problem with it.
And it's like, how can they have the Ten Commandments in the lawn, but then the jury's decision can be thrown out if they use it? You know, like, how does that make any sense? I mean, so what, you put the Ten Commandments up there, they can't use it anyways. You know, what does it matter? The court's not, doesn't uphold your beliefs, you know what I'm saying?
It's,
you know, they have no intention of being Christian, okay? Mm. They're secular. I mean, that's the reality of the world we live in, okay? The court system, the government of the United States has no intention of being Christian or upholding any of that. However, they will use our God's words and then invalidate us at the same time, as we just talked about, in judicial circumstances, but it's like, why is that okay? You know, the very quote that says, "Thou shalt not take the Lord's name in vain," is right there, and they get to abuse it all day long, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
It's right there, and they don't follow it. Do we want our beliefs' name attached to all the laws of the United States? Especially after knowing that this, I would have a hard time as a Christian myself serving on a court that didn't acknowledge my beliefs as relevant to making decisions, right?
Yeah.
As a Christian, this is the most important thing in making decisions, especially of this type of matter, right? Where like people's lives and, you know, it's very serious nature stuff. To me, that is where I go, right? Yeah. The Word of God is where I would go.
So if you got called into jury duty, And then they start asking you questions, and you're like, oh, my answer is the Word of God. It's not going to be a reflection of my opinion.
Yeah.
But I'm just going to judge this based off the Word of God.
Yeah.
They would dismiss you.
Yeah, they would.
You'd be done.
They would.
You would never sit on a court your entire life.
Mm-hmm.
If you went in there and was honest and said, hey.
Because they don't want you in there.
I don't really care. My views don't matter. The Word of God matters. That's the only thing that's going to reflect my views. They'd be like, see ya.
See ya.
You're out.
Yep.
And while you're walking out, you're going to walk by the Ten Commandments.
I know.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, it's just such a lie, you know?
Yeah.
It's such a lie. It's like you could get God's word, you know, written all over that building.
Mm-hmm.
It doesn't matter.
Mm-mm.
They have no intention of following any of that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And it's just, it bothers me.
Yeah.
But. It bothers
me. Yeah, this is new to me. I mean, some of it's new, but I guess it's a different perspective. It's you almost it's easy to kind of like get excited when you see the Word of God in a secular place. You're like, hey, look, it's a Christian thing going on here. Something's Christian.
Yeah,
it's kind of like when a celebrity, like give Chris Pratt, someone right now is really proclaiming Jesus, and you're really excited about it. But at the same time, you have this bad feeling like, this isn't going to end well. He's a celebrity.
Yeah.
I mean, when has a celebrity actually really stood firm in a foundation of Jesus Christ? Never.
Yeah, and you're just hoping that...
Yeah, you're hoping. But ultimately, you're just like, oh, this...
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, and he's done really well with it. And you're like, he is representing. He is bearing the name really well right now. However, he is a celebrity. I mean, that just goes against the whole nature of being humble and not being prideful when you're putting yourself in that type of situation.
Yeah. Yeah. And so kind of going to the third option view, you know, what should our response be to the use of our beliefs, right?
Mm-hmm.
And this is more the question at stake. I know we don't have like complete control over who uses what.
Yeah.
But I think, as Christians, we shouldn't be so quick to approve or applaud the world, okay, when they use our beliefs, okay?
Yeah.
When they start, you know, bearing the name of God, even though, you know, we're not sure what their intentions are and stuff like that. So I don't think we should be so quick to jump on board with that. And, you know, the world who disdains us often, who mocks our beliefs, but at the same time uses our beliefs for whatever gains they want. It seems like the real motivator behind why they use our beliefs is for political reasons, is for financial possible reasons, right? They'll get some donors.
Yeah.
Or for power reasons, right? That's a big voting block, or I could get a lot of people behind me in what I'm doing. And I feel like we need to really wrestle with, are we being used?
Yeah.
Right? Do these people really have an honest intention and understand what it is to bear our King, our God's words up on whatever? You know?
Mm-hmm.
Do they really understand that responsibility and that honor?
Yeah. Yeah, you don't want to be a fool. Don't be foolish to these people, especially politicians. Politicians are using you.
Mm-hmm.
When they, I'm sure when somebody on the right hears of a story of an atheist group going after the Ten Commandments, they want to capitalize.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
They know this is a way to get their voter base excited about something.
It's a winner.
It is a big winner. They're just going to score points with their, this is the people who are going to vote for them. They know that. So they're going to make a big deal out of this. It's an easy win.
Mm-hmm.
So don't be the fool who goes along with that.
Mm-hmm.
And it's easy to get excited about those things, but it's just like, it's a cheap Christianity. It's like, oh yeah, let's get riled up because they're going to remove the Ten Commandments from a court building I've never been at.
Yeah.
It's like, who cares? And we're not saying either, let's go grab our jackhammer and destroy.
Yeah.
Like, because that's against the law. And I mean, that's not a positive thing either. It's not like we're saying, we're advocating, like, we need to be against, like, protesting, joining the secular movement.
Yeah.
it's more of, we shouldn't be encouraging this. We shouldn't mm-hmm. be approving, mm-hmm. you know, approving or yeah. applauding this idea of like supporting this because they don't represent Christ at all.
Yeah. Yeah. If we saw like a building, like a Scientology building, and they had scripture written on it, what would we be thinking? That they had the true motives, you know, like right. behind no. doing that?
No,
would we be okay, you know, with that happening?
Yeah.
You know, I
would roll my eyes and complain to my wife, and that's about as far as I go. like, ah, look at those.
So, yeah, whatever the reason, unless yeah. they are willing to truly carry the name of our God as Christians,
yeah.
which would mean they completely commit to being a follower of Christ in every part of their life, they shouldn't get our approval of disgracing the words that they display. Just because they're our God's words doesn't mean it's a win, especially when they contradict so much of what God stands for. You know?
Yeah. And really, this is a huge hit on us as being the bearers of the name of God.
Yeah.
Like, we can't take tremendous. This lightly.
Mm-hmm.
It's more than a curse word.
Yeah.
It's the way we live our lives. Mm-hmm. People are watching us.
Yeah.
They especially, you know, if you're a Christian, people better know it. Yeah. You can't hide that stuff. Yeah,
you are the light of the world, a city on a hill.
Yeah.
You know?
So we have to bear that name.
Mm-hmm.
And we don't want these organizations to be the ones to bear the name. We need to bear the name. We need to step into that place.
Mm-hmm.
And we need to call out falsehoods when they come up.
Mm-hmm.
If someone brings this up to you, you say, absolutely, we don't understand why it's there either.
Yeah.
It just comes down to, yeah, it doesn't make a lot of sense.
Mm-hmm.
The world has done crazier things than this, but this is one of those things that's like, let's not support this. There's no mm-hmm. reason to. There's no reason to put our energy into it.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
All right. Thanks for listening. Make sure to subscribe or leave a comment. On Facebook, or they can do it, I think, on our podcasting website, right?
I think so.
Okay. Yeah, so make sure to subscribe, leave a comment, and I think also rate on Apple.
Yeah, give us a 5-star yeah. rating if you like yeah. us. If you don't like us, just please don't do anything.
All right.
All right, yeah. Thanks for listening, guys.